那之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年3月13日，星期五。我们今天有非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的咖啡真的玛尔之为我们继续讲述今天的国家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hello, Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Hare Krishna。Krishna Krishna Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihara Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihara Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadha Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribharadha Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vana Chaya Yamuna Tira Vana Chaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjaviha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjaviha Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadha Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadha Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Randha Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Yamuna Tira Yamuna Tira Vanacha Jaya Radha Madha Kunjaviha So what verse is it now?
Chapter 10, verse 27.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse number 27.
我们今天要读的是《圣念不加梵歌》第十章第二十七十节。
So Krishna is still describing a, you know, different ways to think of Him as supreme.
Krishna 呢是还是在描述各种各样的方式，能够让我们被提醒着他是至尊。
The point is, and it's made in other chapters also, that whenever we see something superior or great, we should think this is a representative of Krishna because it's just a small part of Krishna.
那么在这里面的要点就是，要点就是在不加梵歌的其他的。一个地方呢也提到了，就是每次当我们看到非常伟大的事物的时候呢，我们都能够想到这是 Krishna。那么我们所看到的这个伟大的这个事物呢，只不过是 Krishna 的一个小部分而已。
Uchai Shivasam Ashwanam
Uchai Shivasam Ashwanam
Vidimam Amritod Bhavan.
Vidimam Amritod Bhavan.
Airavatam Gajendranam.
Airavatam Gajendranam.
Naranam cha Naradipam.
Naranam cha Naradipam.
Uchai Shravasam Ashwanam.
Uchai Shravanam Ashrabnam
Vidimam Amritobhavam.
Vidimam Amritobhavam.
Airavatam Gajendranam.
Airavatam Gajendranam.
Naranam cha Naradipam.
Naranam cha Naradipam.
Uchai Shravasam Ashvana.
Uchai Shravanam Ashravanam.
Vidimam Amritobhavam.
Vedimam Amritobhavam.
Aravatam Gajendranam.
Aravatam Gajendranam.
Naranam cha Naradipam.
Naranam cha Naradipam.
Okay, words. Uchai Shravasam.
四对次, Uchai Shravasam.
Uchai Shrava.
Sorry. Uchai Shva. Uchai Shva.
Ashvanam. Ashvanam. Among horses.
Ashvanam. 在马群中.
Vidi.
Vidi.
No.
知道.
As in knowledge. Mom. Me.
Mom. 我.
Amri. Udbhavam. Amrita Udbhavam.
Amrita Udbhavam.
Produced from the churning of the ocean.
从搅拌海洋中产生出的.
Airavatam.
Airavatam.
Airavata.
Airavata.
Gaja Indranam.
Gaja Indranam.
Lordly elephants.
在尊贵的大象中.
Naranam.
Naranam.
Among human beings.
在人中.
Cha and.
Cha 和.
Naradipam.
Naradipam.
帝王. King.
帝王.
Of horses, no man. Of horses know me to be Uchaishava, produced from the churning of the ocean for nectar. Of lordly elephants I am Airavata, and among men I am the monarch.
译文, 要知道在马群中, 我是 Uchaishava, 生于为求甘露的炼海之中, 在尊贵的大象中, 我是 Airavata, 人类之中, 我为君王。
Okay, purport. The devotee demigods and the demons once took part in churning the sea. From the churning, nectar and poison were produced. Lord Shiva drank the poison. From the nectar were produced many entities, of which there was a horse named Uchaishava. Another animal produced was an elephant named Airavata. Because they were produced from nectar, they have special significance and are representatives of Krishna. Amongst a human being, the king is the representative of Krishna, because Krishna is the maintainer of the universe, and the kings who are appointed on account of their godly qualifications are maintainers of the kingdoms. Kings like Maharaj Yudhisthira, Maharaj Cricket, and Lord Rama were highly righteous kings who always thought of the citizens' welfare. In Vedic literature, the king is considered to be the representative of God. In this age, however, with the corruption of the principles of religion, monarchy decayed and is now finally abolished. It is to be understood that in the past, however, people were more happy under righteous kings.
要旨, 半神人奉献者, 同阿修罗, Asuras, 一起炼海, 结果炼出了甘露和毒液, 主希瓦喝下了毒液, 从甘露之中生出了许多生物, 其中有一匹叫乌柴沙巴的马, 另一头从甘露中产生的动物是大象, Airavata, 这两头动物都生于甘露之中, 意义特别, 是Krishna的代表, 人类之中一国之君是Krishna的代表, 因为Krishna是宇宙的维系者, 因其神性的品质, 而获君权的国王也是王国的维系者。一国之君如 Yudhishthira Maharaj、Parikshit Maharaj 和主 Rama 都是非常公正的国王，总是想着人民的疾苦。在伟达典籍中，国王被认为是神的代表，但在这个年代，随着宗教原则的瓦解，君王腐化变质，最终被废除了。然而我们要明白，在过去，人们在公正的国王治理下更为快乐。
Omagana Timirandasya Ganandana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasman Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Yun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sajra Jatam Sahagana Vagana Sambitam Tam Sajivam Satyaitam Sabadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vikamska Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravane Pracharane Nirvisesha Sanyavadi Pascha Tibhe Satan Pancha Kalpa Trubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhu Vyayev Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Mahavada Nyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Trishe Namah E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurange La Deva Javanisha Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hare Priyami Mukham Karoti Vachamam Pangam Mangayate Girim Tat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri. This churning of the ocean is a very important in the history of the universe.
在我们的宇宙的历史之中，搅拌海洋这件事情是一件非常重要的事件。
So it covers a lot of the Bhagavatam and many incarnations appeared during that.
在圣典博迦瓦坛里面有很大的丰富篇幅来讲述这段历史，而且呢有很多伟大的化身也都在这次搅拌中降临了。
So different things were coming out, and then sometimes the demons would grab it, sometimes the devotees.
Sometimes what? I didn't hear the last word.
Sometimes the demon, different things were coming out from the ocean, and
yeah.
The demons would claim some of them, and the demigods would claim some.
OK, 那么就是在搅拌的过程中呢，就从海洋里面生出了很多很多的生物。有的呢是就是半身人们想要宣称这是他们的，那么这个恶魔呢也认为这是他们的。
Like when the Surabhi cow came that could give unlimited milk, the demons weren't interested, the demigods they grabbed that cow.
那比如说在海洋里面生出了 Surabhi 的乳牛，那因为 Surabhi 的乳牛可以给牛奶，但是恶魔对于这头牛没有任何的兴趣，所以呢半神人就把他们给要过来了。
But when all the whiskey and those kind of things came, the demons grabbed it.
但是比如说像 whiskey 酒啊，像这样的东西生出来之后呢，恶魔就把他们给要了过来。
The demigods weren't, or the demons weren't interested. Demigods were not interested in all that stuff, but the demons they want.
那比如说像酒类这样的东西呢，恶魔是很感兴趣的，但是半神人是不感兴趣的，所以他们就各其所需，各取所需。
Once long ago, I met a man who was a professor of nutrition in the university.
有一次呢，我很长时间以前我遇到一个人。那么这个人呢是大学里面的营养学的教授。
And he was telling me how milk is so bad.
他就和我讲了牛奶是多么的不健康，多么的不好的一个东西。
And he was drunk.
而这位教授呢，他身材非常的强壮。
So I said, but sir, you know, you're drinking beer.
然后我就说你是喝啤酒。
And he told me, you don't know, the beer is so nutritious and so good and so nice.
然后他就对我说，他说您可不知道，这个啤酒可真是个好东西，里边有各种各样的营养物质。
Anyway, here, Uchai Shrava is the horse Indra got that horse. That's the horse Indra.
无论如何，在这里面，这个师节里面所出现的，Uchai Shrava 这匹马呢，就被天帝 Indra 就得到了。
And he also got Airavata, the elephant that Indra rides in.
他也得到了 Airavata, 也就是天帝 Indra 的坐骑，这头大象。
He's a very special elephant.
那么这头大象呢，是一头非常特别的大象。
And Indra is the king of the heaven, so he gets the best elephant and the best horse.
而天帝 Indra 就是主 Indra, 他是天帝之君，所以呢，他就得到了这头大象。
Then the king is a representative of God.
Sorry, Maharaj, I always cannot hear the last part of what you say.
The king is a representative of God.
Okay, 那么国王呢
he's supposed to be a representative. He's supposed to be taking care of the people and serving the people and providing everything.
那么国王呢，他也应该是Krishna 的代表。为什么呢？因为呢，他是要去照顾保护还有维系他所管理的这些人民。
But we see historically somebody gets a position of a king or a president or whatever they want to call it now, but they think, you know, I'm God.
但是我们现在就知道目前看到一种状况，就是当一个人得到了国王、君主或者是总统，或者无论我们现在怎么称呼这个位置，当这个人到了这个位置的时候呢，他就会觉得自己是至尊的，觉得自己是神了。
Because they get the power, they can tax anybody, whatever they want, they can arrest anybody, they have power.
因为呢，他们拥有了强大的权力，他们可以想做什么就做什么，想怎么惩罚别人就怎么惩罚别人。
So especially in Kali Yuga, somebody gets that kind of power, they may become very proud.
所以特别是在卡利年代，当人得到了这样的权力的时候呢，就会非常的骄傲，就会变得很膨胀。
But even like Sanatana Goswami, he worked for the Muslim king who was demoniac, but he respected him. He said, you're the representative of God. He's the king. He has that power. God, somehow Krishna gives that power.
但是呢，就连 Sanatana Goswami, 他效力于穆斯林国王，那么这穆斯林国王实际上是很有恶魔心态的，但是呢，Sanatana Goswami 也会尊敬他为Krishna 的代表，因为他贵为国君，所以呢是应该有这样的权利的。
But the famous story in the Bhagavatam is this King Vena.
在圣殿博迦瓦坛里面的非常著名的故事是关于 Vena 王的故事。
So he knew that, you know, he knew that the king is called Nagadevata, he's God on earth.
He knew that
the king is called Nara Devata. He's God on earth.
Oh, okay. Okay. 那他知道就是这个国王呢被称为叫Nara Devata, 也就是被称为叫地球之君的意思，是在地球上的国王。
So he was crazy, and he said that nobody can worship Vishnu, only worship him.
所以呢，这个国王呢，就非常的疯狂，他就说呢，不要崇拜主 Vishnu， 只要崇拜他。
And you know he had the power as the king, so he made law like that. No one can worship Vishnu.
因为呢，他是具有国王的权力，所以说呢，他就制定了法律。他说呢，不要再崇拜主 Vishnu 了，只要崇拜他就好。
So the sages, the brahmanas, they kept telling him, "This is wrong. You can't do this."
但是圣人们这些婆罗门们就不断的在告诫他，您这么做是错的，不能这么做。
But he didn't care. So finally, they killed him.
但是他可不管，所以最终呢，他被杀死了。
They could do that by mantra.
就是这些圣人婆罗门把他给杀死了，他们可以通过曼陀罗来杀死他。
Now that when there's a bad king or something, people don't have that kind of power.
但是现在面对不好的君王，人们已经没有这样的力量去处置他们。
But then there was no king, and that's also bad.
但是如果要是没有国王的话，这也不好，也很不好。
So now we see in Kali Yuga in many, many countries, there's no kings. A few places have kings, and some of them take care of the people nicely.
所以呢，现在卡利年代，大部分的国家中，我们都已经看到，实际上是没有国王这个位置了。但是有一些地方还是有国王，而且有一些国王呢，还是在很好的照顾着他们的臣民。
But mostly because of the history of so many kings who became like this Vena, that they made some democracy or something else. You know.
但是呢，大部分的这个地方就是由于之前出现了像 Vena 王这样的暴君，所以说呢，才会有民主制度的兴起，然后呢，就不会再设国王这个位置了。
But no matter what they call it, there's always somebody that has power and is in charge, makes the laws.
但是无论怎么称呼在这个位置上的人，但是呢，总是会有一个非常有权势的人，这个居于像是统治者的这样的一个位置，然后呢，会呼风唤雨，然后制定法律。
When there were really good kings, like Ramachandra, of course, he's Krishna, but Yudhisthira, Harikat, many kings we read in the ancient histories, people were completely happy, there's no shortage of anything. The king did the yajnas, and the demigods were satisfied, and everything would go very nicely.
那在历史上呢，也是有很多的圣贤的君王的，比如说像主 Ramachandra， 当然主 Ramachandra 他自己本人就是 Krishna， 但是还有像 Yudhisthira 王，还有 Parikshit 王，当他们在位的时候呢，就会使他们所管理的地方呢风调雨顺，而且也使臣民们非常快乐幸福的生活。
When the Pandavas were in exile and they had to be hiding for one year.
当 Pandava 五兄弟他们在流放的时候呢，他们必须要在一个地方隐姓埋名的生活一年。
So Duryodhana made a deal that if they could find them during that year, they would have to go another 14 years.
所以 Duryodhana 和他们定的这个规矩就是，如果要是在那一年他们要是被找到发现的话，他们就还得再被流放14年的时间。
And he thought, you know, he's the king, he has spies all over the place, so he can find them. So easy.
Duryodhana 就觉得，因为他是一个就是可以一手遮天的君王，而且呢，他到处都是他的耳目，所以呢，他可以很容易的就能够找到他们。
So his spies were going everywhere, but they couldn't find them.
所以他的耳目，他的间谍们就去到各个地方，但是呢，怎么也找不到这Pandava兄弟。
And you'd think it would be very difficult to hide the Pandavas. You know, they were Bhima, you know, very conspicuous people. Draupadi, the most beautiful woman in the world. Sahadeva and Naka, they were so good looking. There was nobody like them.
而且呢，这潘达瓦五兄弟他们要珍藏起来是一件很难的事儿。比如说像Bhima，他的强壮的身躯，还有像Draupadi 是世界上最美丽的女子，Sahadev 两兄弟也是非常的英俊潇洒的。
But they couldn't find them anywhere.
但是呢，怎么也找不着他们。
So it got to the end of the year. The time was up.
所以呢，这一年就要结束了。
And the spies came and they said they can't find them.
这些耳物们全都回来了，对多人说找不着他们。
And Bhishma, he laughed. He said, "You don't know how to find Yudhishthira."
然后 Bhishma 祖父就笑了起来，他说呢，你没有办法，你不知道怎么找到 Yudhishthira。
You don't know what you're looking for.
而且你根本就不知道你到底在找什么。
So they were thinking, "What do you mean? You know, we're experts."
然后他们就问了，您这什么意思啊？我们知道我们在做什么，而且呢，我们都非常的精于此道。
So Bhishma said, "Did you find any place where everybody was completely happy?"
然后 Bhishma 祖父就说，你有没有去到一个地方，然后看到那个地方的人呢，都非常的开心和快乐。
Where the cows were giving so much milk and crops were all growing perfectly and everything was really nice.
在那个地方呢，风调雨顺，五谷丰登，而且呢，母牛也盛产很多的奶水。
And he said, they said, yeah, did you find any place like that?
然后他们说，是知道有这样的地方啊，然后呢，Bhishma 祖父就问，那你们有没有发现有这样的地方呢？
And they said, yes, we did, we found one place like that.
然后他们就说，是啊，我们还真经过过这样的地方。
So Bhishma said, that's where Yudhishthira is.
然后 Bhishma 祖父就说，那个就是 Yudhishthira 所在的地方。
Because Yudhishthira was so pious and pleasing to Krishna, then everything works nicely. The demigods cooperate, everything.
他说因为 Yudhishthira 王呢是非常的虔诚的，他会让一切的事情都非常的有序的运行，而且呢他也会崇拜半圣人，半圣人也都非常的开心。
So now we have some governments where they try to be like that, but when they're doing it by material means, it doesn't work as good as when they're doing all the proper yogas.
所以呢，我们现在有一些政府呢，是也是希望能够，这么去做，这么去努力。但是呢，他们所运用的方法是一些物质的方法。那这物质的方法呢，就没有办法和做祭祀这样的方法去相比拟了。
So now we see in the world, you know, some places it rains, floods all the time. Some places it never rains.
所以我们现在就看见世界上有些地方呢就会总是遭受着旱灾，而有的地方呢总是遭受着洪灾。
The weather and the seasons are very unpredictable, changing all the time.
现在这个天气也是无法预测，变化多端。
It's too hot, it's too cold.
要不然就太冷，要不然就太热。
And there's all kinds of crazy diseases spreading everywhere.
还有各种各样的乱七八糟的疫情疾病到处蔓延。
Because of the sinful activities of the people and the whole planet.
因为这全部都是由在整个星球的人们的罪恶的行为所导致的。
And there's so much crime in some countries.
而且在有一些国家里面呢的犯罪率也是非常的高的。
You know, some countries are very rich, some are very poor.
有些国家很穷，有些国家很富。
In some countries, the government people are very, very rich, but the common people are very, very poor.
有些国家的政府人员是很富有的，可是呢，普通大众却很贫穷。
Because the government is, they don't have the qualifications.
这全都是由于政府没有资质而导致的。
Whatever you call them, you know, you can call them king, you can call them presidents, you can call them anything. But even if they're materially providing nicely for the people, they're not providing spiritual knowledge or guidance for them.
你可以称呼他们各种各样的头衔，比如说是国王啊，或者总统啊，或者是其他的什么，但是如果即使，但是即使他们，但即使他们
能 ，they want to preserve their ancient culture or something，
但是即使他们为这些臣民们，就是为他的国民们。提供很好的物质的生活体，生活条件，但是呢，他们也没有向他们提供好的灵性的条件，从而能够给他的臣民以很好的指导。但是呢，这些领导者们，他们还是在努力的想要让他们所管理的人民能够过上好的生活。
Anyway, we're trying to make people spiritually aware. If the people become you know, Krishna conscious, God conscious, spiritually conscious, then that will change things.
They want to change things.
It will change. New leaders will come out.
Oh, okay. 但是呢，如果我们要是试图把这个灵性的知觉、灵性的知识、Krishna 知觉给予人们的话，那么就会有新的君主。就是有新的这个领袖会出来，就会有变化。
Everyone's getting their karmic reactions.
因为所有人都会得到他们的业报反应。
If more and more people are actually doing yagya, the Sankirtan yagya, and they're following, they're not killing animals, and they're not, you know, intoxicating, then it changes the whole atmosphere of the planet.
如果要是有更多的人进行祭祀，有更多的人不再杀戮动物，那么有更多人再去从事这样的活动的话呢，那就会使整个的这个宇宙的氛围发生变化。
All right, so I'm going to read another verse. Like I said, this is actually a whole list of things, you know, and the basic idea is the same in all these. But Krishna just giving so many different things that can remind you of.To think of him, very merciful of him.
那我现在呢要再接着读一个诗节，因为呢，在整个这一串诗节里面呢，全都是非常仁慈的 Krishna， 他给了我们各种各样的迹象，然后呢，让我们通过他的这些描述中呢，能够时刻的记住他的存在。
Okay.
Yes.
So the next verse.Ayudanam aham vajram denunam ashmi kamaduk rajana cha asmi kandarpa sarpanam asmi vasuki. Of weapons, I'm the thunderbolt. Among cows, I'm Surabhi. Among causes for protection, procreation, I am Kandarpa, the god of love.And of serpents, I am Vasuki.
译文：武器之中，我是雷电；乳牛之中，我是 Surabhi； 生殖的原因中，我是 Ash Kandarpa； 毒蛇之中，我是 Vasuki。
Yao Tzu purport: The thunderbolt, indeed the mighty weapon, represents Krishna's power. In Krishna Loka, in theSpiritual sky, there are cows which can be milked at any time, and they give as much milk as you want. Of course, such cows do not exist in the material world, but there is mention of them in Krishna Loka. The Lord keeps many such cows, which are called Surabhi. It is stated that the Lord is engaged in herding the Surabhi cows. Kandarpa is a sex desire for presenting good sons. Therefore, Kandarpa is the representative of Krishna. Sometimes sex is engaged only for sense gratification. That does not represent Krishna. But sex for the generation of good children is called Kandarpa and represents Krishna.
要旨, 雷电的确是威力很大的武器, 它代表着Krishna的力量, 在灵性世界的Krishna-loka处, 有可以随时提供牛奶的乳牛, 按需供应, 这样的乳牛当然不会存在于这物质世界之上, 但在Krishna-loka却是存在的, 主有很多这种乳牛, 它们的名字叫Surabhi, 据说主也从事于牧养这些Surabhi的乳牛, Kandarpa是为生育优秀子女的幸运, 因此Kandarpa是Krishna的代表, 性有时候仅仅被用于感官享乐, 这样的性不能够代表Krishna, 但为了生育优秀的儿女的性, 叫做Kandarpa, 代表了Krishna。
Okay, so the thunderbolt, that's also Indra's weapon. So we have Indra's horse, Indra's elephant, and Indra's weapon.
这雷电呢, 它也是天帝Indra的武器, 所以我们今天听到了, 有天帝Indra用的武器, 还有他骑的马和他骑的大象。
So we can see how they, you know, go together, all these verses.
所以我们可以看到这些诗节都是相连在一起的。
So amongst all the weapons in the universe, it's Indra's thunderbolt, and only Indra has it.
所以呢，在宇宙中的所有的这些武器之中呢， 只有这个雷电是天帝Indra他所拥有的武器。
And this is lightning, so sometimes we see storms and there's lightning in the sky, and if lightning hits a building or something, it just finished.
那比如说有的时候我们看到这个天空中的电闪劈雷，那么这个一个雷劈到这个楼上，这个楼就被弄，就被摧毁了。它是很有力量的。
Usually they're just far away in the sky, but sometimes they hit some building or something and.
那么这个雷电呢，它其实是在天空中很远很远的地方，但它有的时候它就是会劈向一座楼，那么这个楼就土崩瓦解了。So
we read about the cows in the spiritual world; they can give unlimited milk.
我们也读到了在灵性世界的乳牛，那么这个乳牛呢，它可以提供无限的牛奶。And
they have some version of them in the heavenly planets. Maybe, you know, that can provide so much milk.
Sorry, there were some versions of the...
Yeah, no, it's not exactly the same as the cows in Goloka, but in like Indra, when he came down after Govardhan Hill, he brought a cow from heaven, and that cow could give so much milk. Called it a, it's called, it was called a Surabhi cow.
OK, 那就比如说这个天帝Indra他从这个哥尔丹山上下来的时候呢，他也从这个天堂带下了一头牛，那么这头牛呢也被，就是这个牛它也是可以给很多的牛奶的。Sorry, Maharaj, please allow me to clarify with you. Lord Indra brought the cow from Golden Hill
when,
to heaven.
When Indra came, yeah, Indra came from... When he came to apologize for the Govardhan Hill thing, he brought the cow from the heavenly planet.
Okay. 那么就是当天帝Indra他去向哥尔丹山道歉的时候，他从天堂给送来了一头乳牛。
And that cow could, you know, had so much milk, it bathed Krishna with the milk.
而且呢，就是这头从天堂来的牛呢，它是可以提供无限的牛奶的，然后就用这些无限的牛奶为Krishna沐浴。He
also brought his elephant, Airavata.
他也带来了他的大象Airavata.
the elephant can fill up, it has a big tank, and it can fill up with water and then spray it out later.
那这个大象呢，它可以提供很多的水，然后呢把这个水呢充满了整个的这个池子。
So that elephant brought water from the Ganges and heavenly planets.
真的是这头大象把天堂的恒河之水给带过来的。
And they gave Krishna bath.
然后呢他们就用这个从天堂的恒河之水带来的这个水给 Krishna 沐浴。
Sarabhya Vipalayantam. So then, Kandarpa is like Cupid, you know. I don't know, you have Cupid in China?
Yes, yes we do.
Yeah. It shoots an arrow and makes people fall in love.
Yeah, yeah. And, 那么
It's a real thing. Demigod.
那还有一位办事人呢，就是 Kandarpa 就是爱神丘比特，也就是咱中国的那个牵线的红娘。
So here Prabhupada is explaining that, like we say, no illicit sex.
所以呢，在 Srila Prabhupada 的这个解释里面就说呢，我们。他说我是这个不没有色欲的性欲。
I sometimes say recreational sex.
那我有时候说呢是recreational sex, 就是
Yeah, just for fun, just for sense gratification.
OK, 那么有时候我说呢就这个是为了快乐而做的就是为了娱乐而做的性。的性活动。
And in this day and age, that's a very common thing.
而在现在的这个年代呢，这是人们普遍会做的事儿，习以为常。
Because they have all these ways to prevent pregnancy.
而且呢，人们为了要避免怀孕，有各种各样的方法。
They have pills, they have shots, they have so many things. They're constantly inventing new things.So they're telling people that you can have as much sex as you want because there won't be any pregnancy.
然后现在呢，就是关于避孕的方法呢，是有很多的新的发明，无论是吃药啊，还是打针呢。那么给大家传递的信息呢，就是，可以随意的去进行性的活动。
So that's causing a lot of trouble in the world. People go crazy, too much sense gratification, and you can't stop birth.Can't stop death and you can't stop birth. They have so many ways to stop pregnancy, but they're getting more children.
所以呢，就是这样的一个办这样的方法呢，使得整个事件搞得乌烟瘴气。因为呢，也是有太多的过度的感官享乐的活动在进行着。但是呢，无论人们怎么去尝试，都是没有办法真正的停止生和死的。也许可能我们有这个避孕的手段去停止怀孕，但是不知怎么的，就会有更多的孩子都给生了出来。
So they end up, you know, killing the babies.
所以呢，就变得，所以呢，就有了堕胎，杀死这些婴儿。
Yeah, they have so many abortions in the world.
现在世界上有很多的。堕胎以堕胎的方式在杀死婴儿。
And that's causing so many problems. It's such terrible karma.
而这个呢也是导致了很巨大的问题因为呢它创造出了很可怕的业报。
I remember one time, a couple times, different modities, young girls, they knew abortion was bad and they're thinking what to do, you know, if somebody does it.
那我记得有一次呢就是一些年轻的妈妈姐们他们就知道这个堕胎这件事情是很不好的一件事情但是呢他们又不知道该怎么办。
But they have trouble to understand that the sex, illicit sex is bad because the abortion is because of illicit sex.
但是呢
Without illicit sex, it wouldn't be
OK， 刚才马尔说的意思就是说，一些小姑娘她们知道就是这个堕胎是不好的，但是实际上她们并不明白在根儿上就是这种性行为，就是这种过度的这种性行为、乱性的这种行为实际上是不好的，而且呢是这个行为才会导致问题。
People have children that they don't really want the children, and that's also really bad.
或者说是人们生了孩子，但是他们其实真的不想要这个孩子，这也是一个大问题。
So gradually we should be able to see that these four regulated principles that are just, they're not even spiritual, it's just the basis of human life. If more and more people follow that, it would help solve so many problems in the world.
所以慢慢的我们就能够看到我们现在所遵循的这四项规范原则其实并不是灵性的，实际上它也是物质生活也应该去遵循的原则。如果要是有更多的人去遵循这些原则的话，那我们的很多问题就会迎刃而解。
OK, so I see it's 8 o'clock, so any comments?
那么现在因为是八点了，所以呢，妈妈去问大家有没有任何的评述或者是问题。Marge, here is a question from Mataji, Yashoda Jamini Mataji. But her question not really related with the class of today, but related with Bhagavad Gita and universal.Incarnation of the Lord. She's asking that in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is being described as the Supreme Lord. However, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Verse Number 30, he is described that Supreme Lord's universal form is a kind of a virtual idea.So how to understand this? People a little bit contradicted. In one way that the Lord is the personality of Godhead, but in another way that the Lord, so one of the form is virtual. So could you explain about that?
Rama Krishna. It's a way to think of the universe. As, you know, to different parts of the universe, different parts.
因为主的宇宙形象，它并不是像主的这个 Varaha 呀，或者是其他的一些具体的化身的这个形象。那么主的宇宙形象呢，它是通过这个宇宙的各种各样不同的部分来想起主 Krishna。
So it's explained if you read chapter in the second canto. And you think what chapter? There's a chapter, I think, called the Universal Form.
Yeah.
That explains all that very clearly.
Yeah. 如果是在这个圣典博迦瓦坛的第二篇里面专门有一章讲的是主的宇宙形象，那如果你要去认真的去读这一章的话呢，你就能够很清晰的理解了。
Chapter is not called the universal form, but it explains the whole thing.
就是这待会儿再查一下，就是这一章的抬头是什么，并不是以宇宙形象这个抬头而写的，但是呢，就是讲的是主的宇宙形象，它很清晰的解释了。
So it's just an idea. So like when Krishna shows Arjuna that form, you know,Artists just have to make something up of what Arjuna is seeing. They don't really know exactly.
所以说呢，这个宇宙形象呢，只不过是一个概念。那当主 Krishna 向 Arjuna 去展示他的宇宙形象的时候，画家在画出这个宇宙形象的时候，他必须要用他的这个想象力，因为他其实并不是非常的清晰的展现这个形象的。
So it's chapter 1 of the second canto.
这个是圣典博迦瓦坛的第二篇的第一章里的内容。
And there's very explanation of the whole idea and what it really is, and make it very clear.
所以在这里面呢，就非常的清晰的解释了这个概念。
So to give us some way that, you know, because we're fascinated by the material nature.
由于呢，我们是。因为呢，我们是非常的被这个物质自然的展现所震惊的。比如说，当我们看到一座巍峨的雄山的时候呢，我们就会被其所吸引。
So it describes things like the rivers or the veins in the body, and the mountains or the bones, and the clouds or the hair on his head, and you know, so many things.
所以说呢，我们就可以看到，就是，像是这个。You mean, sorry, the mountain is the bones and the river is the wind.
Yeah, it's all listed. When we see the mountains, we can think these are the bones of the universal form. The rivers are the veins.
Yeah. 所以说呢，就是当我们看到这个雄山，就是这个巍峨的雄山的时候呢，我们就会想到这个像是主的宇宙形象的它的骨头。然后呢，在看到这些河流的时候呢，又想象到是主的宇宙形象的血管。
So in verse 33, rivers are the veins of this gigantic body. The trees are the hairs on the body.
那这个是第三十第第
十
八章，是那个《大瓦坛》第一章的第三十节。那么这个里面还描述了这个大树，这好像是宇宙形象的头发。
This is how we can gradually think of the gigantic body of the Lord.
净化，高兴那些。
An idea that is personal.
所以说呢，就是通过宇宙上的这些灵体的展现，让我们是把和这个宇宙形象。
屋里头这儿
嘞。啥屋里？
The mind, his mind is the moon. The moon is the reservoir of all changes.
那么这个月亮呢是心意的蓄水池。
Because the moon is always changing, never the same day by day. It's either getting bigger or getting smaller.
因为呢，这个月亮它是时刻在变的，它每天都不一样。它有的时候呢会大一点，有的时候会小一点。
And our mind is like that also. It's always changing. Moods are going sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes dark. Sometimes
而我们的心意呢，也是始终的在。不断的变化的，有的时候呢是情绪比较高涨，有的时候呢有心情又很低落。
That's due to the time factor and karma and everything.
那么这个呢，全部都是由于时间的影响，根据我们的业报所致。
So I recommend Mataji read this chapter 1 of the second canto.
所以呢，我就建议玛塔吉能够阅读《圣典·波迦瓦坛》第二篇的第一章的内容。
All right.
Sorry, Maharaj, just now I forgot to say the Chinese of that verse. Please allow me to read that for the devotees to know who are hearing this. 刚才那个玛塔吉他问的这个问题，就是在《博迦梵歌》中讲述的 Krishna 是至尊人格首神，但在《博迦梵歌》第一篇第三章第三十世节中描述至尊主的宇宙形象概念是虚构的，如何理解？所以刚才玛塔吉呢就解释的是这个，我刚才好像忘了读中文了，所以不好意思。那现在喜宝，玛塔吉 ，The question from 喜宝 Subhadra Mataji， 顶拜咕噜和翻译，
this,
我今天想请。
There's one verse here at number 36 of this chapter 2, chapter 1.
Okay.
This is a very good one. Varieties of birds are indications of his masterful artistic sense.
马尔斯在回答下面这个问题之前呢，他还想加一句今天的这第十章的第34节，也是一个非常好的一个诗节。
So we see some birds, especially peacock, but many parrots are so beautiful, so many colors, and that's Krishna's artistic ability.
Which verse you refers to?
36.
Yeah, 是36节。
Manu, the father of man, indicates Krishna's intelligence.
Sorry, Maharaj, 36?
Chapter 1 of second canto, verse 36.
Oh, 对不起。Maharaj 刚才讲的是圣殿伯达瓦坛的第二篇第一章的第34节。
The celestial species of human beings like the Gandharvas and the Vyajadharas, the Charnas and angels represent his musical rhythm.
因为在这个世界。Yeah.对不起啊，我刚才就那里完全就没跟上这个马尔斯的这个节奏。我来说一下，就这个第36第圣殿伯加瓦坛第二篇第一章的第36节，那这世界是这样的，说各种飞禽是它高度艺术感的象征。刚才马尔斯说了，就是这个像是孔雀，那么这个里面也代表了就是 Krishna 它是非常的具有艺术性的，然后人类的始祖巴奴是它标准智慧的代表，然后还有就是甘达瓦，还有甘达瓦就代表了这个 Krishna 的这种音乐的天性。OK, Maharaj.
And the demoniac soldiers represent his wonderful powers.
然后像这些邪恶的士兵呢，是代表着他神奇力量。
OK.
Yes.所以说请Mataji,
so there's many verses, but if you want to understand this universal form and what it really is, I recommend this chapter.
Okay, 就是说如果你要是想要进一步的理解主的宇宙形象的相关的内容的话，就是我呢就建议您要认真的阅读圣殿伯加瓦坛第二篇第一章的这些诗节的内容。Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, let's see if there's any other.
Yeah, and there were more questions. Question from Subhadra Mataji, 喜宝，顶拜咕噜和翻译。我今天想请教的问题是，这段时间因为疫情的无常，让我有更多的时间投入学习 Krishna 知觉的知识，从心里也更加渴望和依赖 Krishna。但是越是用心和投入，就越发现自己是愚笨和糟糕。特别是记忆更糟糕。请问咕噜，如果我不考虑自己的理解和记忆的能力，只是囫囵吞枣式诵读和阅读，念诵和阅读，在我死亡的时候，如果还是这么傻傻的简单的念诵，我会去到哪里呢？如果我有愿望去传教和分享 Krishna 知觉，该如何才能够感动 Krishna 赋予我记忆和理解能力呢？谢谢您。Please accept my very humble obeisances to you. My question of today is that because of the coronavirus incidents, to make me to have more time to invest it in study the practice of Krishna consciousness. However, and also from my heart, I more hankering and yearning and attached to Lord Krishna.But the more I invested in this study, and the more I want to study, the more I find that I'm so stupid and so slow in such a messy state. Especially, I have such a poor memory power. So my question to you is that if I am not considering my own comprehensive ability,And I don't even care about my memory power. Then I just go ahead to chant and read without any specific wanting of getting anything. If I am in that state to practice, by the moment of my own death, if I'm still in the innocent way of chanting, where I will be attained to, where will be my destination. And also, if I want to go ahead to preach, to share Krishna consciousness with the others, how to do, what kind of effort I need to make to really touch Lord Krishna. In that case, he can empower me with the memory power and some comprehension ability. Thank you very much.
Well, that's very good.
很好的问题。
This is, we should understand that I'm having the same experience, that the more I chant, the more I read, the more I see, you know, I need to do much more because, you know, compared to these great devotees, and it's so much, but that's what we want to know. And then, so we just have to keep trying. And of course, Trinada Pisuni Trina, we're not asking Krishna for anything, but we should be relishing hearing about Krishna. And Krishna, memory comes from Krishna. And we find that when we try to preach or tell others, we remember things that if we try to remember on our own, we might not remember. But when we're trying to explain to others, suddenly we remember things. Krishna helps us.
其实呢，就是您所说的这种情况呢，其实我自己本人也是有的，就是每次当我在想。 就是当我学的更多，当我念诵更多的时候呢，我就发现其实我们就应该学的更多，念的更多。那么，由于我们总是有要去追随这些伟大的这些奉献者们，然后呢，而且我们就发现我们其实学的越多，知道的就越少，而且我们在了解Krishna的信息的时候呢，我们并不是想从 得到什么，我们只是想要去服务他，而且呢，我们的这些能力啊，比如说记忆力啊，全部都是由Krishna的所给予我们的。而且，当我们如果有了这种想要去服务Krishna的这种愿望，然后呢，想要去把Krishna的这种信息去和别人去传递的时候，那么Krishna他这会儿他就会把这个记忆力给我们，因为呢，我们在和别人在分享的时候，这就会促使我们想要学的更多，想要理解的更多。
Okay?
Yeah.
That's good attitude. Because everything should be in a humble state of mind. So if we think, oh, I'm chanting so nicely, I've memorized so many things, I'm very great, then that's no good.
而且呢，就是您所描述的这种状态呢，是一个非常谦卑的一种状态，因为。 如果我们要是在念诵、在学习的这个过程中，觉得自己也做的挺好的，都挺棒的了，学的也挺多的了，那如果这样的话，这种态度就不好了，因为我们就必须谦卑的。All
right.
Yeah.
Alma.
So yeah. So next question. The next question from Yamuna T. Ramataji, 顶拜 Guru. 我的儿子21岁大学生总是和我辩论，他问我 Krishna 是不是创造不出来他控制不了的东西？我说就没有他控制不了的东西。他说那就是他创造不出来，对吧？有他创造不了的东西吗？那说明他也不是最强大的。我怎么回答会对应他？请问，请Guru指导我，感恩Guru。 Okay, this question is from Yamuna Tiramataji. She's saying that, please accept my vulnerable obeisances. I have a son who is 21 years old and is a university student. He's always argue with me. He asked me that, 是不是创造不出来? He asked me that if Lord Krishna cannot create the things, he is not able to be controlled. And I told him that there is a nothing, he cannot be controlled. In that case, he said that, 他创造不了这个。 Okay, well, when Marge, actually, I'm not exactly I cannot really literally to translate the Maji's message, but my paraphrase to her question is that how to convince to my son that Lord Krishna is the most powerful one and he can produce everything, he can control everything, and he is the all power, almighty one, because my son cannot be convinced with that.
You don't try to convince him, Krishna.
Don't try to convince him.
No, you cannot convince people in that way. They have to experience. So
okay.
If you're just okay. A very sincere devotee and you're chanting and you're happy, and hopefully at some point he'll read Bhagavad Gita or something and get some understanding, but don't argue.
Okay, 那么这个 Marge 说的意思呢，就是不要和您的儿子去辩论，因为呢，您是不可能和他辩论清楚这件事情的。那么对于您的儿子来说呢，就只能够以身作则的去引导他。比如说，如果您要是很好的去念诵，然后呢，很好的快乐的去生活，然后去感染他，希望有一天呢，他自己也能够去阅读《薄伽梵歌》，然后自己去体会在《薄伽梵歌》里面的。这些信息，然后呢，他自己可以得到一些体验。
So, you know, we want to preach to people who are submissive. People who don't want to hear it, we shouldn't try to convince them. We should just be friendly with them, make friends with them, give them prasadam, you know, pray for them.
我们呢是要向那些有这种淳朴心态的人去。传播这个教导，而对于没有这种臣服心态的人呢，就不要去和他们宣讲这方面的信息。我们只是非常友好的和他们在一起，然后呢，把 prasadam 给他们，这样就好了。
Okay.
Yeah.
It says we should not preach the glories of the holy name to the unfaithful. So.
我们说了，就是不要像那些不喜欢圣名的人去传播圣名的荣耀。
So especially that age boys and with modern education, this is what they're hearing all the time. There's no God, you know, science is supreme, all these things. So they will gradually understand.One way or another,
this thing will. 特别是像21岁的这样的孩子，而且呢是在大学里面在受教育的这样的孩子，因为他们是受到的这种普世的无神的，还有就当今那种科学的这种教育，所以说呢，他是很难以被说服的。
Okay.
Mara, next question.There are two more questions. We still have time.
Okay. Yes.
The next question is from 智慧 Mataji, Dingbai Maharaj 的莲花族有一个问题，有一个新人问的。昨天在房间传来了 Mayapur 奉献者参观牛场视频以后呢，这个新人说为什么印度的妇女都不如牛的待遇好，他不能理解。请问Gurudev 人请教 Gurudev 仁慈的指导 Hare Krishna. This question is, firstly, she's showing, paying her humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Then she asked the question on behalf of a new devotee. This question is from yesterday. One of the video clips showed that the cows in Mayapur has better treatment than the Indian women. So this new devotee was not able to understand how come the cows has a better state than women, Indian women. So she wants you to explain about this phenomenon. Thank you very much.
Well, that's our cows in Mayapur.
Sorry, that's what?
For one thing. Our cows in Mayapur are treated very nicely because they're devotee cows.
Okay. 实际上呢，是因为在 Mayapur 的乳牛得到特别的善待的原因，是因为奉献者很好的对待着乳牛。
So I haven't seen that exactly, but, you know, anywhere in the world, sometimes in India you see women being treated very badly, like anywhere else, rape and doing really hard work, you know. Mm-hmm.
嗯，当然就是您在这个问题里面所提到的这个视频呢，我们并没有亲眼见到这视频里面到底展现的是什么信息。但是呢，在印度的很多的地方呢，确实印度的妇女呢受到了很不好的对待。比如说呢，有的地方的妇女会被强奸呢，或者是会强迫他们去做很强体力的苦工啊。
So there are many cows in India being killed.Not treated nicely, and there's many women being treated really nicely, highly respected by their family, and so there's no way to say, it's like saying Indian food, but then there's South Indian food, and Bengali food, and Punjabi food, and Gujarati food, they're all different.
但是呢，还有就是这个，有的地方的这个牛也是被虐待的。被屠杀的，但是呢，有的地方的这个印度妇女是受到了非常高的尊敬的，那家里面的人对他们的这个待遇也是非常的好的，所以呢，我们就不要一概而论。就好像我们说印度餐，这个印度的食物，那它还有孟加拉的，还有孟买的，还有这个 Gujarat 的，有各种各样的这种食物，所以呢，我们不要把一件事情一概而论。
Where is that video that?Show that. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that video. Maybe we'll look for that, and I will forward to you later. Yeah, maybe Smoky Ranamaji can do that. Smoky Ranamaji, 您可也许可以找一下，就是这个奉献者他所提到的这个视频。然后马尔说呢，他想看一眼这个视频。So the next.
But everywhere.
Sorry.
When we travel in different airports, you find signs stop.Sex trafficking and, you know, all these things that every country there's people being treated very nice, people being treated very bad. There's no hard and fast rule that one country, everyone is bad.
Another country. Yeah. 那么在每一个国家，其实我们都会看到了这个被善待或者是被虐待的人和动物。所以呢，这并不是一个一概而论的事情，而且也没有一个硬性的原则。So the last question,
okay.
Radhananda Madhaji's question. Hare Krishna, 深深的礼拜进来的是 Gurudeva。灵性世界有点金石、如愿树、Suravi 奶牛，已经没有生老病死的忧虑，也不受时间的作用。请问灵性世界的居民的日常生活是什么样的呢 ？Hare Krishna, please accept my very very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. For in the spiritual world, there were Harinam Chintamani. No, sorry. In the spiritual world, there were Chintamani. There were Desire Tree. There was Suravi Cow.And also, there is no anxiety about the birth and death. There is no action inference from the time. So my question is that, what's the daily life like in the spiritual world for the residents there? Thank you very much.
Well, read the Bhagavatam, read the Krishna book.
您要读《圣莲波迦瓦坛》，要读《Krishna 快乐源泉》这本书。
In Goloka, they're just, you know, playing with Krishna.
那在 Goloka Vrindavan 呢，他们是和 Krishna 一起玩耍。
Cooking, making garlands, they do everything. In the Vaikuntha, it's like a temple, you know, they're worshipping Krishna, making arrangements for puja and worshipping Krishna.
在 Vaikuntha 呢，就好像是在庙里面，他们是会崇拜 Krishna， 比如说想安排 puja 呀等等。
But they don't have the daily news telling you to be afraid of some enemy or afraid of some disease or afraid of flood or afraid of something. That doesn't exist.
那么在那个地方呢，不会给你有每天的新闻，不会告诉你你要这个提防着 什么敌人啊，或者是要害怕一些疾病啊，或者说是要害怕一些洪灾啊，一些灾难啊等等，就是这些信息是不存在的。
And I wanted to tell her, and it's for everybody, you know, when we're reading, sometimes we don't understand it. We come up with questions and we stop. But don't do that. Just keep reading.
Okay.
Let it flow. Let the nectar flow.
Okay. 那我想对Radhananda Mataji 以及其他的奉献者讲的一个要点就是当我们在阅读的时候，我们可能在某一个地方被卡住了，不明白这个点到底讲的是什么。那么此时呢，我们要做的事情呢，不是就停在这儿，然后呢开始提问题，就让自己卡在这儿，而是要继续的向前阅读，然后在读的这个时候呢，让这个甘露呢，继续的这样流淌起来。
And then always within a few pages or even less.We will find the answers to the questions that we think of while we're reading.
而且呢，就是对于我们所内心产生的这个问题，如果我们接着往下读，在接下来的几页，甚至于还没有到几页之前，就会发现我们的问题在书里面找到了答案。
Okay, thank you all very much. 谢谢。非
常感谢大家，谢谢。祝晚安。
So, I still can't remember every.
聚会的所有荣耀归于聚会的奉献者。
Okay, let me see.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Vaikuntha 之音服务原因聆听。那各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此为止了。非常非常感恩咖啡Chandra Maharaj为我们的精彩讲述，还有对问题的耐心的解答。非常谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，感恩Sumukhi Mataji为我们安排的这个平台。然后呢，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个美妙、安全、幸福、温暖的周五。Hare Krishna。
So. So you, 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 wrong, you.